Okay, well, let's go ahead and start the meeting then. It's six after. The DSR Board of Directors meeting of Saturday, January 14 is now in session. John, would you lead us in prayer?
Yes, I will. Thank you. Heavenly Father, we're so grateful this beautiful day to get together and make decisions and discuss the needs of the ranch. And we ask, Father, that we have a good meeting and that Thy Spirit will be with us, that we may make the correct decisions and for good of all. We're thankful for Thy help, and we're thankful for our parts and to serve our fellow membership. And this, Father, we ask in the name of Thy Son, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Thank you, John. I'm going to do a roll call of the board. Cindy Olson is present. Larry Clarkson is not present. Okay. Scott?
I'm here.
Michael?
Here.
John?
Here.
Bart?
Here.
Kurt?
Here.
Okay, we do have a quorum. So, again, this meeting is being recorded, so if you are going to be speaking or asking a question, please announce your name first
or the transcript.
There is a chat window, which I believe Danielle will be monitoring. So if you have questions in the middle of a discussion rather than interrupt the speaker, you can go ahead and put it into chat, and then if it doesn't get addressed appropriately, the open forum at the end is a good place to bring it back up. Okay, so Scott, want to do the approval of the November meeting minutes?
I haven't got them sent out yet. I just got my computer yesterday, and I haven't got them out to approve yet, so... I will do that next, I guess, time. However that works. I don't know how that would work.
Okay. Well, if there's no objections, I propose that when you get them sent out to the board, that they vote by email, and we'll record it, that they approve the minutes. If there's no objections.
I have them typed up. I just need to learn how to send everything and get them done, so.
I'll see if I can help you after this meeting.
Okay.
All right. Treasurer's report, Michael?
Everything seems to be going okay. All the statements and billings went out. That's starting to roll in. We also, last month, we finalized the 2023 oh my goodness, budget. And we all went over that line by line, went through it, finalized it. We need to take a vote on that. And I think we vote on that, do we?
I believe we do vote to whether or not to approve the budget.
Okay. I think after we approve it, is that when it is published?
I believe it was sent out to the members with the... didn't get sent out. Okay.
The only attachment was the...
Year-to-date
stuff for the end of 22. So I assumed that until we proved it, that it didn't go to the members. But that would be... That was an assumption on my part.
Okay. I think you're probably correct.
All right. So I guess let's... call for a vote to approve the 2023 final budget that we've all reviewed.
I second it.
Okay.
If Michael made the motion, I'll second it.
All in favor?
Aye.
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 Any opposed? The motion carries.
Beyond that, that's it, unless anybody has any questions on the final of the 2022 that was sent out.
Anybody have any questions for Michael? Okay. So we're going to move on to the property management report.
Okay. So on a cabin remodels, I got to really hand it to everybody that's involved in that. They're really doing a great job. The cabin 10, Kevin Poole has been working on, and his plumbing, electrical, and drywall is complete, and he's beginning the taping process. Cabin 9 is plumbing, electrical is complete. All framing is complete, and they're beginning their drywall process. Kevin got a little ahead of them. It's been kind of a little friendly competition. It's been kind of fun to watch, but he stayed on during the holidays, and Williams took off during the holidays, and so he got to get ahead of them a little bit. And regarding road conditions, it's a sloppy mess. I spoke with Michael this morning, and he said they made it up there, but it was still 11 o'clock last night. Scoot and Paw had not frozen over. And it shows like that's about what it's going to be for the next couple of weeks. And beyond that, that's about all I've got to report on. I am on vacation. Enjoying the rainy Sedona weather.
Do you have any recommendations? You know, if somebody asks, hey, can I come up to the ranch?
I would just kind of, if you're asking for a recommendation, I would say wait. It's going to freeze eventually. It's just hard on the roads and hard on your vehicle. And I know most of us that are up there all the time are familiar with trying to get Scoot and Paw mud off of your vehicle once it's dried on there.
Yeah. Okay, any questions for Kurt about property management?
I was just wondering how the road grader is coming along, if any.
That's a good question. It's one I keep asking. It should be done by the time I get back. All the parts are there in place, but I know Jed's just got himself and Bert working, and he does all the city contracts. For those who don't know, he does the school buses, he does all the city vehicles. So, as shorthanded as he is, he's all the parts are there. It's a matter of putting it together. Actually, if he doesn't have it done by the time you get back, I'm going to offer to go and I can turn a ranch. He just needs to tell me where to turn it.
All right. Sounds good.
Kurt, Jeff and Tina had a question about, a concern about Cabin 9 progress being posted on YouTube. Do you want to address that now, or should we call for that at the open forum?
Well, it's kind of a... You know, what do you do? It's already done. They're YouTubers. They don't mention the ranch. They pretty much follow the guidelines of that were followed in the off the grid program that Larry Sims put together. And I just don't. They're not saying where they are, so.
Okay. If you have any other further questions or concerns, Jeff and Tina, would you bring them up at the open forum at the end of the meeting, please? Okay. Any other questions for Kurt? All right. New business, a newsletter. I'd like to.
I do. Burning the glass pile since we have so much snow going on.
Kurt, I'm going to assume that's
the question. I'm sorry, I didn't hear it.
Should we burn that big slash pile since we have so much snow?
When I get back, I'm going to get with Brent, and we're going to figure that out.
Okay.
Good comment.
Kurt, do you typically get a burn permit from the county on those days?
Actually, that's something that Brent does, and he just it's not a permit. It's you got to call it in.
Yeah.
They know what you're doing.
Yep.
And so we call it in, and I actually have a couple of slash piles to burn, so we're going to get those taken care of when I get back. While it's wet.
All right, last call for questions for Kurt on property management. Not really last call. If there's more questions, that's fine. Okay, then on to new business. I'd like to see the newsletter go out quarterly. Monthly feels a little bit too often, especially during the winter. So at least for now, I'd like to be getting a newsletter out. That means it's time for a newsletter this month. And I'm looking for volunteers that have some artistic skills, some graphic design skills or something to make the newsletter pretty. I mean, I can throw words together, the board or the water committee can come up with articles, but having somebody put it together and get it out to the members would be a huge help. So if anybody in this meeting would like to volunteer or know somebody, I would sure appreciate hearing about it. Okay. I'm not getting any volunteers at this point. Okay, so the newsletter will go out. It'll be ugly, but informative. How's that? I'll do my best.
Let's send it out, and then let's put the mention that we're looking for somebody who would like to participate.
Great idea. Thanks, Kurt. Okay, we have a new...
Mark Smith has his hand raised.
Who?
Mark does.
Oh, okay. Can you unmute yourself, Mark?
There you go. Can you hear me now?
Yes.
I'm sorry I'm late. Took me a while to connect to the Wi-Fi. Yeah, I read that request for the newsletter. If it's not that complicated and somebody can get the notes out shorter than 30 days, I can put something together.
Excellent. Thank you very much. I will try to contact you. I'm not sure I have your email.
Yeah, you do. You got okay. My email.
Okay. And if all right. I don't, then Danielle does. So I'll contact you about that. Thank you very much.
Yeah. Okay. Bye.
All right. So we have a new member welcome. I want to call it a process. I don't know that it's actually much of a process. It just, I don't know what has been done in the past because the people that I'm asking have been busy and have not gotten back to me. I do know Danielle and I are working on making sure that when we get a new member that they are we're able to get their information and contact them. And I would like to ask that it become a responsibility of the, sorry, Bart, director of membership, that an email or phone call goes out when we get somebody purchases a lot on the ranch, that an email or a phone call go out, touching base with them, letting them know they are welcome, asking, you know, personally, can I answer any questions? Can I tell you about your neighborhood? You know, what do you want to know? They're going to get the main information about how to get to the website, what their dues are, what's expected of them. They'll get all of that from Danielle in emails. But I would like to see a personal touch of somebody reaching out. And you can always bump that up to the president as well, and I'd be happy to take care of it. But I want one point of contact that is responsible to make sure that every single new member is personally contacted by a member of the board. What do you say?
Sure. No, that's fine. The problem is I need to be made aware of it, and I'm not going to be going on Eagle Web trying to find new owners of lots.
No. Danielle will send you information. She'll let you know that we have a new member that needs to be contacted.
Okay, and you said she has some basic info she wants me to share. She'll want me to share with them too.
Or she will have already done that.
Oh, this is just the hello. The board is watching. Is that it?
No. Okay. Maybe I'll do this.
You know, Bart, you could practice on me. Send me a wine basket or something.
No, I just want to make sure they have a person they can contact and ask questions. And, hey, where do I get water? Or, hey, this happened. What do I do? And, you know, just kind of just let them know they've got support.
Let them know and let them know we have these monthly meetings. Please join. And if they have questions, reach out to me. Did we ever get names of the, like, region of the area representatives, or is that something that kind of, because I don't have that list and nobody's ever sent it to me.
Right, and that hasn't happened yet.
Somebody sent out a map, but the picture of it was so blurry we couldn't read all the neighborhoods.
Okay, so I'd like to, hopefully we can do it before this month's newsletter goes out. Maybe it'll be toward the end of the month. For us to get together and figure out how do we, you know, try to bring this back to life, you know, the neighborhood, the area representative, how do we want to do that? And then I'll send out a call in the newsletter for people to volunteer to be their area representative.
The reason why I ask is I can do general stuff, but if people really want to know their neighbors, that's, you talk to that neighborhood representative so they can, but I can point that out. Hey, here's your neighborhood representative, you know. Please give them a call as well. You know, go have a barbecue at their place. Make sure they invite you first.
And it's not their place you're barbecuing?
Yeah.
Okay, so we can spend a little time between now and when the newsletter goes out discussing what we can send out in the newsletter to encourage people to sign up for this program.
Okay.
Okay. And that's all I had. So, Bart, I'm going to hand it over to you for discussion of the water project status and anything you want to tell us about our water rights.
All right. So, water project status, this is the project to remedy the violation we had at our recent surveys. I sent out an RFP. Well, a couple things have happened since the last meeting. A letter of intent was signed, and that was given to Danielle. Do we know, Cindy, if that made it to the individuals for signature? Or is Danielle on here? Did she?
Danielle is hosting. So maybe she'd be happy to unmute and let us know the status. I don't know the status of that.
The letters have been sent out, but as far as I know, there hasn't been any communication back. I believe that Bart's email is the point of contact that was put onto the letter of intent. So if you have not heard back, I would assume nothing's been sent out.
I haven't heard anything back yet. Kurt, you said you know some of the individuals for those parcels?
For the parcels that have water?
Yes. I don't know them, so if you know them, maybe you can contact them and ask them to respond. It's imperative that we get their signatures so we can implement this remedy.
Danielle, could you text me Gary Clark's information?
Yes, and I'll also, Jeff Mashinsky is the other one.
Also Jeff Mashinsky, yeah.
Yep.
All right, so letter of intent was mailed out. Obviously, we still need to get signatures back from those individuals affected. I've also submitted a request for proposal to Sunrise Engineering. They're a regional engineering firm to provide the assistant site selection and then preparation of engineering documents that need to be submitted to the state for the fix that we need at this site. Holidays kind of put a wrench in, you know, responses and such, but I do have a meeting with Sunrise Engineers scheduled for Monday at 2:00, where we're going to go over the RFP, and they have some questions for me so they can prepare their proposal. So that's kind of what where we're at in that project right now. Any questions on the water tank project?
Was the proposed changes brought about by the water committee?
Yes. So the project that we're asking for was what was proposed by the water committee. We have ideas of what we think the site alignment should look like, but because it's on individuals' properties and it's not necessarily within only the 30-foot easement that we're allowed to construct water systems on, we'll need to coordinate and get approval from those property owners. And also they'll need to allow us access to their parcels to do this work. Any other questions on that? All right. The next issue, the water rights issue that we're talking about, I've been doing kind of a deep dive into our water rights, and we have a good amount of water rights in the, for Deer Springs, owned by Deer Springs Ranch or the Deer Springs Ranch Owners Association. But when you take a look at those water rights, they're kind of all over the map. Most of them aren't being used. Utah has rules and laws about non-use. If you don't proof up or use your water rights in a 7-year period, you risk forfeiture of your water rights. Currently, we are woefully underusing our water rights, and we're at risk of forfeiture. Now, what could cause risk of forfeiture? If you have a aggressive water system down gradient of you, if you start reusing water, they can see that as a threat, or you apply for new appropriations and they see that as a threat. As many of you may or may not be aware, the Kane County Water Conservancy District recently took ownership and control of one water system in the Perea, a down gradient of us in the Perea watershed. And they are notoriously aggressive in protecting their water rights. We don't want to risk forfeiture of our water. So I have received, there's a water rights engineering firm that, well, I've used extensively in the past. Many people in the state do use. And we're asking for he's provided us a proposal of a water rights analysis and providing recommendations to us on how to minimize risk of forfeiture of our water rights. And so that's something I do have that proposal and just wanted to make sure people are aware of it. Cindy, is there anything else we wanted to talk about that right now?
Well, I'm kind of in the same state with John, where I'm not involved in water much. I have to admit to a distinct lack of knowledge and understanding in this area. I believe you have received a quote or a proposal to do this assessment and report to us. Is that correct?
That is correct.
Okay. And you have a ballpark?
So the ballpark, it's a proposal for not to exceed $3,500. $2,500 of the work is for basically, they've said most of it won't be billed out because I've already done that work. I've created an exhaustive complete list of our water rights, points of use, points of diversion, location. I've created a water rights map showing where all of our water rights are and where the places of use for irrigation rights associated with every water right is. And so I've done a lot of the legwork already for him on that. Really, it's an analysis of status of those water rights and what we should do to rectify them.
And that exceeds our knowledge.
Exceeds our knowledge. But, I mean, I think most of us, that one of the things, the reason why I would like to have a third-party company do this is right now we have a lot of people who understand water in the sanctuary. Not everybody trusts everybody else. And most people think there's a lot of people have nefarious motivations. This is kind of a new guy coming in kind of seeing this. And I want to make sure, I'd like to get an uninterested party to take a look at our water rights and make recommendations on what we need to do to protect those water rights. And I think if we get those recommendations from a disinterested third party, those will be the most palatable for everybody to accept.
Okay, so you said that it was originally a $3,500, but you've done most of the work. Is there?
No, I said it's a not to exceed $3,500.
Right.
So
okay.
Three line items, and I've done a lot of the work on two of those line items. So he shouldn't. And he said he probably won't bill them out to that level because I've done most of the work.
Okay. So what I'm asking is, are we expecting then to have it not exceed $1,000 or $1,500 or something like that?
I can't say that because the proposal says $3,500. So, but I have a high confidence it won't.
This is John. I have a suggestion.
Go ahead, John.
Yes. Our water rights are very, very important. And if it comes to the full $3,500 or whatever, I think it's a good investment in our future in the water. Our water rights are just too important to not protect them in the best way we can. And if we got somebody out there that's an expert can tell us what we should do and how we should do it, I think we should move forward on it. That's my opinion. That's it.
I agree with you, John. This is Scott.
Yeah, I think we're all going to be in agreement, John. I'm just trying to get it down to what can we vote on.
$3,500 proposal.
All right, so it's going to be $3,500 no matter what. I mean,
that's the proposal.
Vote on.
Yes.
Right.
Yeah.
We've all seen in the past where not to exceed, people bill out the not to exceed number, whether they use it or not.
Well, I did have that exact discussion with him, Michael, just so you know. And if he needs any water, I've discussed with him if he needs any additional map work instead of him doing it, I can do it.
Understand. So, I'm not accusation to you. I mean we've seen that we know worst case scenario, we're gonna pay that $3,500.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right. And I'm trying to figure out if we can approve a lesser amount. We'll have to go back to the board if it ends up exceeding that. That's all I'm trying to establish here.
Well, $3,500 is that's the proposal we received. That's what we should vote on. I think the question to Michael is where out of the budget that was approved that we looked at last month and that we approved earlier today, could it be, would it be pulled from? Would it be pulled from our water rights? Our water infrastructure budget?
A big chunk of that was set aside for the deficiency repairs. And we don't know what that end is going to be. I think there's room in the budget to do it. But I didn't know if you had already come to a conclusion that this fits in this little bucket and this is where we should take it from.
Well, this doesn't fit into the water rights deficiency remedy bucket.
Correct.
This is just our general water rights bucket that, you know, our water, which is one of the most important for many people, a very important part of the ranch.
And forgive me, I'm on my phone. I don't think I can even get to that to look at the water section to see what's there, which is why I asked if you had a particular spot that we could pull that from.
I'd have to pull up let me see if I can pull up the budget.
Yeah, I didn't know if you'd already done that or looked at it or figured out. It's just something that out of, you know, we hadn't discussed. And while you're looking that up, my quick question, this is not somebody going to protect our water rights. This is just somebody going to tell us the steps we need to take in order to do so.
Yeah, recommending ways to preserve our water rights or to minimize risk of forfeiture of our water
rights. Understand.
All right.
And I'm going to equate this to something that I understand, so maybe this will help me. I know there's a water right in Gravel Canyon that's just sitting there. It's not used. Nobody's proved up on it. It was on your map. If one of those recommendations is transferring that water right to the main wellhead, that protects it. It's those types of things that we're talking about to shore up. Because some of those we can't or would not financially be able to prove up on and develop a wellhead in each area. But there are other ways that we can protect those.
Right. There are ways to protect some water rights. And some of it's simply a matter of, you know, some of our water rights are stock watering rights or they are point-to-point watering rights, which is essentially stock watering rights that we need to make sure we have full reporting to the Division of Water Rights on usage. So could be, you know, we make sure we have a better accountability of the number of head of cattle that are running on the ranch in those areas, and we report that to show full usage of that water amount. You know, some of it is just things like that that we can do. Others, though, where they're, you know, underground water rights that we're not, or springs that are on individual private lots that aren't being used. And, you know, if it's on a private lot, it's not really an association lot. And then they're not association lots, but they're just water sitting there, water rights that are sitting there that aren't being used anywhere. So what do we do with those? Right. And you can't just give it to one person because what about everybody else? How, you know, what are the ways to use those water rights? Make some recommendations. But the thing is, We right now we're in periods of non-use for many of these. We have potential risk with a hostile water system coming down gradient. Down gradient means that lower in the watershed where we pull water out. It could affect their downstream system. We don't want that. We need to make sure to shore up our water rights.
Agreed.
What we don't know is how we're going to pay for it.
Well, I'm trying to find the budget, but, you know, I don't know. Whenever I try to find the year's budget, it's...
It's okay. I'm sure we can find a reasonable spot to associate that with within the water budget. And I, like I said, I just didn't know if you'd already looked at it and had a place in mind.
No, and I apologize for that.
That's all right.
Yeah, I wasn't aware we had a water budget.
For the
there's a section, yeah.
Oh, cool. Good. All right, so Bart, do you want to make a motion?
I make a motion to approve the proposal from Logan Riley Before I do that, will we want to share this proposal or with the two membership so they can see it after we approve it?
Certainly.
Okay.
It's part of documentation from the ranch, so yes.
I just want to make sure. So I propose that we approve the proposal from Logan Riley Consulting to do a water rights analysis for an amount not to exceed $3,500.
I'll second it.
All right. I'm going to take a voice vote. I'm aye.
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 Aye. Aye.
All right. Any opposed? Sounded like we got all ayes in there. All right. The motion carries. Thank you, Bart. Did you have anything else you want to just about? On water systems.
Should I do it now or under my area of responsibility for the certified water operator discussion? Or do we want to just kind of give a status of that?
I wasn't aware that we needed to do that, but you can do that during your brief,
okay,
your area of responsibility, which is coming up very shortly.
Very shortly, yeah.
Any questions for Bart from the members or the board about his water systems report? Okay, then we're going to move on. And for brief areas of responsibility report, Kurt, do you have anything further you'd like to talk about?
That's it for me.
Okay. John?
Yes. Of course, I don't know what's happened with the roads yet through the winter. I'm not there, and can't get on them anyway. But I'm looking forward to getting our grader back and running, because I've let some of the members know my intention via the our website here or our Facebook site. I'd like to not only do the main roads, but I like to. It's been a few years now since we've gotten some of the other roads that are not normally graded. With that grader, it's going to be a big help, and my intentions are, by hook or crook, to get in to some of those and some culvert work. I would like to say that when things clear up and people begin to show up at the ranch, if they find some bad spots or culverts mainly that are plugged or what have you, I'd like for them to let me know so I don't have to drive all over the ranch looking for them. If I got a lot of ice, I would walk a bit. And anyway, I've got a little larger budget this year, and hopefully I can get a lot more done. And that's all I have.
And I'll put something in the newsletter, unless you want to write an article for it, but I'll make sure something gets in the newsletter asking people to report to you about road conditions or some things going on with culverts or roads that need your attention.
That would be great. I'd like that to be done, yes.
Great. All right, any questions for John? Larry is – did we get Larry back? Doesn't look like we did. Bart, you want to go ahead?
Okay. Hold on. There. So just for director of membership, if people have membership questions, please make sure to send it to email those questions to members@deerspringsranch.com, not my personal email, because sometimes, I don't see those. I get a million junk ones that clog that personal email. And so please make sure it goes to the members' email account. All right. I want to make sure that I get all of those correspondences from people. For coordination with the water rights, with water, we've been working on a draft of an updated agreement with the certified water operator. That is still in progress. We expect to have something to go back to the water operator later on in the month. And so, anyways, we're working on that. And that's all I have. Any questions for me?
So you're just letting it be known that we are in discussions about the contract.
I know some people are concerned about it. It is being worked on, and it's not something that has been forgotten. I know it wasn't updated last year. We're updating it this year. And again, it's part of our water system, and we want to make sure people know that we are paying attention to it and addressing it.
Thank you. Okay, moving on. Michael, your area of responsibility report?
I have nothing further.
Okay, any questions for Michael? All right, Scott?
I don't have anything further other than I need a tutorial on computers and Word Perfect and all that stuff.
Word Perfect? What is this?
Or whatever it is.
1992?
I don't know what it is.
Come on, no picking on Word Perfect. It was a great program.
I know, I used it too back in college.
I don't know what it is, but it cost me a lot to get the program anyway.
All right. So we're going to move on to the open forum portion of the meeting. Are there any members that wish to bring something to the attention of the board, please? And please know that we are restricted from approving anything or voting on anything at this meeting that was not originally on the agenda. So you can bring it up. We will discuss it. We will, you know, if a vote needs to be taken, that would happen at a future meeting. Just want everybody to be aware of that. We're not shutting you down if you bring something up that you think should come to a vote. We're not allowed to. But please bring up any concerns that you have about the ranch, anything that you'd like the other members to know.
This is Vance, 156.
Hi, Vance.
Hi, good morning. What's going on with the website?
Status quo.
Too much status, violence.
Status quo currently.
Okay.
We've paid for the current website infrastructure for the next 5 years. Well, a portion of it for the next 5 years and another portion's for the next two. The new expanded website was abandoned because it will just not meet our current needs. There's no way to get the reservation system integrated with that other than a link to our current site, which didn't make any sense. And for the added expense, having a link to that, it just didn't make sense. With my profession, end of year and through tax season is my incredibly busy time. I hope to start getting back looking at this 1st of March. I mean, once 1099s go out at the end of February, I can start to relax.
Okay, Mike, that's what I just needed to know. Continue the status quo. HOA start has been kicked to the curb. End of story.
Yes.
All right.
Yes.
Yeah, I wasn't aware that you finally decided to kick HOA Start out of the project.
Oh, my apologies, Vance. I thought I'd sent you that email.
Well, you sent it, but then you were trying one more time to twist some arms.
Yeah.
He couldn't twist my arm.
And once Cindy looked at it, she said, no, this is, I set up the forms and all the things that could potentially replace it, and it still had so much work on the back end for her. That
right.
it just It just wasn't worth it.
You were trying to escalate it past the guy, the contact person you were dealing with, and seeing if you could get a higher up to chime in. And it sounded like you got basically chirping crickets as a response. So, you know,
he did respond with the it's on our roadmap, but we have no timeline that we will get it done.
All right. Yeah. Back to the vaporware discussion we had. Okay.
Yes.
All right. So we just keep doing what we're doing. I got it. I just kind of need to know.
Yep. And if I can help you, I haven't logged into that site yet. But if I can help set up links or upload documents, let me know, and we'll get that worked out.
Roger that. Okay, good enough.
We haven't given up on updating the website. It just that turned out to be a blind alley because it was going to be just maddeningly confusing for the membership trying to make a reservation for a specific cabin across specific days. And double the work for the cabin reservation. So it felt like a non-starter.
Yeah, I understand that it's not the entire website needs to be rebuilt from the ground up. And that's what had started to happen until we ran into these various snags that wouldn't let it happen the way we needed it to happen. So when I say we're staying with where we are, that's just for now. At some point, just because the code is so old and so potentially dangerous, something needs to be done. That's all. And yeah. But I, you know, keeping it where it is and operating the way we are, we'll keep everything the way it is and operating the way we are.
And we appreciate your patience.
So, Vance, just to let you know, we are looking at a reservation only system that we could stay. With GoDaddy, we can update just the HTML and the pretty facade and then put a link to the actual reservation system and get all that reservation dangerous component out of the GoDaddy website. So that's kind of the path we're headed down.
Okay, good enough. Thank you.
You bet.
Thank you, Vance. Anybody else? Again, this is a chance for all members to bring up areas of concern or questions they have for the board or something they want to put in front of the board for our consideration. All right. Before we adjourn, I want to thank everybody who showed up, everybody who contributed. I know it's been a cold, tough winter out there for those of you who are braving the winters of Deer Springs Ranch. And we look forward to seeing you when the weather improves. Okay, so I move that we adjourn this meeting.
I second it.
All in favor?
Aye.
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 All right. Everybody have a great day. And thank you for attending.